1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A World Series win for the LA Dodgers leads to street celebrations. And yes, some looting in downtown Los Angeles. ABC's Chris Christie overhead in a helicopter watching it all unfold.
There have been a number of getaway vehicles waiting for the merchandise to walk out. They stuff the trunks, they get in the car, and they drive away. We've seen several cars do that. LAPD is aware of this.
And many more people were cheering than looting, though. The Dodgers beat the Yankees in New York last night in Game 5 of the series. Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in generations awoke to scenes of devastation. Villages in the Valencia region wiped out by monstrous flash floods that claimed at least 95 lives. Election day almost upon us. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump continuing to hit the battleground states. In Pennsylvania today, a judge is holding a hearing on that bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in the battlegrounds. Musk is supposed to be there in court, as lawyers have not said if he will show up. This is ABC News. Schools and businesses closed in Taiwan today, with the island being pummeled by a powerful typhoon, thousands of people forced into shelters. A traffic stop turning into a gunfight on New York's Long Island. ABC's Phil Tate in West Hempstead, where a New York state trooper was shot.
The state trooper was struck in his leg and is listed in stable condition. Now, law enforcement says a fellow trooper had provided some aid before he was rushed to the hospital.
Police say the suspect took off. Getting attacked by a shark once might be enough to convince most people to stay out of the water, but not Cole Tashman. The Florida surfer was bitten 10 years ago, and now he's been attacked a second time. Turns out that's still not enough. He does admit when he does go back into the water, though.
First time's going to be really spooky. So I'm going to wait for some super clear water and a place I know there's no sharks.
A shark crunched both his feet, leaving him with injuries that needed two surgeries and nearly 100 stitches. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers. Like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had 7 players missing from practice, including 3 starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3, the Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job. Not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. Temperatures will be falling through the day as well. We'll drop into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. A few sprinkles, still breezy for the little ghosts and goblins. Temperatures in the low 40s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Tringy Olson and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
John. Hey, welcome. Well, I don't hear any off air. Do you?
No, I don't either.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I do. They give it to me, not to you.
We're not set up for that, John.
No. All right, no problem.
That's why I've got the hand signals here.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Todd, introduce our very special guest here.
Well, this is kind of cool today because coming to Oshkosh, we've had the chief on before, and we've talked to him about a few things going on in the area. John Holland is joining us, the public information officer with the Oshkosh Fire Department. And hopefully, besides talking about safety this time of year, Halloween today and our clock changes over the weekend, hopefully maybe he has a spooky story of a house they've been in, too. So think about that, John. John, thanks for being on the show.
Way to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Come up with a story.
Yep. So people know, but the PIO, all information media comes through you.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And does the chief scold you once in a while? Hey, you shouldn't have said that. Or do you tell him? Stay out of my sandbox.
I would never tell him my sandbox.
That's an important job. I mean, people want to know about public safety. They hear the sirens, and the first thing they do is Google what's going on here. And that comes out of your department.
Exactly. And it's one of those things with all the social media these days.
Oh, man.
It is basically correcting misinformation is a lot of what I do.
You know, and that's, if you're the go-to guy, then that's the way it should be, because on so many things, there's misinformation. I remember that story of there was a kind of a flood, hurricane or something down at this department store along the water. They had a kind of like a pier, and one of the council people, of course, goes down there for the media, and they're asking what's going on. He goes, "Oh my God, there's bodies floating in the water," and that just freaked the town out, and they were mannequins.
Wow.
That got rushed, that got blown in there. But you know what I mean? That's where somebody like you
would
say.
Sounds like a fake story.
No. I went to mayor's school, and we talked about people like John and how important they are. So, no, God bless you for keeping that information.
Well, Garth, I got a feeling it's kind of a job where you could do 99 exactly perfect, and you screw up that one.
You bet. Yep. You bet. Yep. When you screw up, they let you know.
Yep. So tell us about those times. No, I'm just kidding.
What's your worst screw up shot?
We don't have enough time here.
Okay.
I think I agreed to do a radio show once.
I regret that.
So is it a public concern around here, though, at how dark it is up by the highways?
Well, I've heard it's hard to find the exits for some people in the morning.
Okay, so when next time they knock on your door for your vote, you say, "Hey, look, what's your platform?" And they're going to tell you, "Oh, it's public safety and taxes lower," and then you can ask them.
Yeah.
Come on, the big issue in this community is the lighting of the signs on the highway.
The most well-lit sign, and this is no lie, from 6 miles south of Fond du Lac to right here, the Lion's Den. The most well-lit up billboard. And that's not a lie.
Now we know where they're getting their lights.
Exactly.
So, hey, what are the big issues when it just comes to public safety? And I'm not talking about the crime. I'm just talking about individuals. What can we do to be safer?
basically a big one is have working smoke alarms at home, and it is.
Talk about your survey.
We just did what we call our detector trek. Every fire prevention week, which is in October, we pick a different neighborhood. We go door to door and check to see, do they have working smoke alarms? If not, we install smoke alarms for them or replace their batteries. And it's a basically funded through donations. And
that's like people can get them free, basically, right?
They can get them free. Yep, we come in and we put them in. And it was surprising to me. Every year it's surprising to me that we always find some homes where there are absolutely none.
Can't believe it.
No. And people are like, well, you mean non-working ones? It's like, nope. There is not a detector in the house. So
how do you sleep? You know what I mean? Exactly. I would not sleep any place that I wasn't positive it had a carbon monoxide.
Yep, and working. There's even fewer of those.
Well, I bet there's that's a bigger. I think smoke detectors have been around forever, and there's so many commercials and media, and then they show the house and the little girl, and but the carbon monoxide detectors, I don't think those are talked about enough.
No, I would agree. I would agree, and it's. I think it's one of those things that people kind of forget about, and without them, you're not going to know you have it. You can't smell it, you can't taste it.
And I don't think they test, do they? You know, like when the batteries are going low or whatever on a smoke detector, you know, they beep in the middle of the night type of thing.
Course, always in the middle of the night.
Always in the middle of the night. Yep. And but I don't think the carbon monoxide ones do they?
They do have a test button.
They get a test, but not on their own. They won't do it. Correct.
Correct, but smoke detectors don't do it on their own either. I mean, they'll chirp when they're dying.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
That's exactly what I mean.
Okay. A carbon monoxide
they
does
do
that
too?
As well.
Oh, okay.
And what people should buy, and I don't know if they give those out, is where it's the 2-in-1. Mm-hmm. It's the smoke detector, the carbon monoxide detector. And you know what they, I don't know if it's they guarantee, that's a 10-year life battery. Exactly. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And we used to put in the carbon monoxide smoke combo 10-year. It just... Financially, it was a little much.
I bet.
But we do put in the 10-year batteries, smoke detectors, and it is just nice knowing that we have taken care of them for a decade.
The reason I know of those that, and I bought those now, the 2-in-1 with the 10-year battery, with the NFL draft coming up in April. Yep. Some people are renting out their homes and they do this home inspection. And they said that's the biggest thing is what you just said.
Oh, do that? I didn't know they actually did an inspection.
Oh, they walked through your house.
Good deal.
It's really thorough, isn't it?
But yeah, it's very thorough. They want it on every floor, which I thought, wow. So I bought some. But if you just go to Amazon, and you can say they're expensive, but it's like $30. You have to buy, I bought a number of them, but I'll give them to my brother.
Right. Okay, but that's on this list I was actually going to ask it about. Because I got this actual question, 13% only had the correct number of working smoke detectors. So what is that number?
And the correct number, the bare minimum, just like Jim said, it should be one on every level.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are more restrictive laws and stuff, especially for apartment complexes and such. But at a bare minimum, one on every level, that's what we will... put in for people, even if they think they need more. We would just give them one on every level. And carbon monoxide detectors, we do put those in, but we give them one per family.
Yeah, they wanted one. Everybody has it on the bedroom floor, right? Mm-hmm, yep. But I know we have a couple floors, and they're like, which is fine. I thought, well, that's kind of a good idea, really. Mm-hmm. The fact that you have changed it every 10 years, big deal.
Yep,
right?
Exactly.
Amanda's got a question?
I have a question. So of the homes that you actually looked at, were they all homeowners or like rentals? Because aren't landlords like required by law to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Jim and I are both big fans of absentee landlords.
Out-of-state landlords.
Yeah.
And actually, you are correct. Yes, Amanda, it is... the landlord's responsibility. We go into any home, and I know when we first started doing this, one of the concerns was, well, it's the landlord's responsibility to do this. And my response to that was, well, that's fantastic, but they're not doing it.
And or who's the landlord?
And who is the landlord is also a huge one.
Who's going to die if you get the fire? Landlord's going to be in Chicago somewhere.
Yep,
you didn't care.
Exactly, but dead tenants don't pay rent very well either.
Could they be held liable for that?
Oh, I would certainly think
so. The landlord?
I would certainly think so, yes.
Okay. Let me ask this, though, as far as with new homes, a lot of times they put in the hardwired.
Yep.
Do you like those or not? Because I always think, well, if if the electricity goes out, does that not work then?
You are correct that it doesn't work when he's a smart guy. I
mean, no, he's not.
I went to a community college. Let me tell you,
we've been driving for 2 hours. I've been queuing him up the whole day.
Okay, so I was the one though.
Oh, really? Who's the one that realized we had overshot it when I saw Milwaukee 44 miles?
Okay. And I said, call Todd.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way it happened.
Yeah, good.
Going back to your question, yes. You do lose your smoke alarm when the power goes out. They do have battery backup ones that go along with that. And if people are worried about the fire actually putting out the electricity, so making making the detector not work, the fire is not going to get. It'll go off long before that the fire is burning enough to put out your electricity.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless it's like obviously the wiring to that detector.
Right.
And of course, this weekend, clocks are going back. So this is the weekend you should be going and checking those batteries and everything. Right.
That was a good idea, whoever came up with that.
That was great. Thank you. Yeah. It was me. I get a little...
Wait a minute. What?
That sounds like something I...
You're sounding more like John every day.
I was just going to say, have you done radio before?
That was a gimmick.
It was. We're on your turf. We've got to be nice to you.
This happened to me in Fond du Lac this summer. Middle of the night, like 3:10 in the middle of the night. Beep. So I called the front desk. I said, hey, my smoke alarm, whole thing. And okay, she said, we'll send maintenance. So I sent a guy. And again, you have to sit up then until 3:30 or whatever. Yep. Goes up, does the thing. Okay. Goes away half an hour later. Beep. Oh. Beep. Yeah, well. So I called the front desk. She said, I thought he'd fix it. She says, well, it's beeping. She said, okay, let me try to find him. I'm not sure where he is. I said, don't worry about it. I'll just disconnect the battery and go back to sleep. You want to get action really quick from a maintenance man in a hotel?
Yeah.
Say you're going to disconnect the battery from the smoke detector. That guy was there within a minute, I swear to God.
There you go.
And what it was the other guy didn't test it then. Like, once you put it in, you have to...
Make sure it actually works.
Why don't you explain that? Because I didn't really even know that.
It's just a prolonged beep, but...
Yes, yeah. You just... There's a test button on it, and... Once you do put the battery in it, have to test it. And we do
and
that.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. And so you can put the battery in wrong.
Right.
You can maybe not make the connection or whatever.
Right.
So it's, yeah. But this weekend, change your clock, change your batteries. That was a great slogan I came up with. it does work very, very well.
It does. Yep. Yeah. And there's no excuse not to have a smoke detector in your house. Johnny and I have had the Red Cross on, and they had a campaign where they, same thing, you had to register, mm-hmm. but if you didn't have one, you just go online, I need one, and they would send not just the smoke detector, the people to put it in as well.
Right. And that's, we don't just hand out smoke detectors because we know they're just going to say, oh, thanks, and put them in the closet or the drawer or whatever. We want to put them in, and people can do that here. Just give us a call. I'm going to quick put up my 920-236-5249, and we'll come and take care of that for you if you live in the city of Oshkosh.
We got to send it to break. John, can you stick around for one more segment?
You bet.
Very, very good. Introduce yourself one more time.
I'm John Holland. I'm the public information officer for the Oshkosh Fire Department.
Who came up with the slogan change your batteries when you move your clocks. That's awesome.
What was your saying this morning?
We got to go to break. The peep show rooms are really low light.
Because they're using them on their billboards.
We got to set a quick break back after this.
From my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Glenn with America coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, we're being listened to on WGBW in Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 98.3 FM. And of course, the Civic Media app. And yeah, we want to apologize. Jim and I were a little late for the show today. If you tuned in late.
Yeah.
To no fault of our own.
Well, you were on the air just from the phone.
We were given the wrong address.
Baloney.
Wrong address, and they need to light up the signs because you can pass many exits.
Can I ask you a question, John? We're John, the Public Information Director of Oshkosh Firefighters and everything. I'm just curious, if somebody called and said, hey, there's a fire at 106th South Main Street, and you guys ran to 106th South Main Street, and there was no fire. In fact, the fire was, where would the fire be?
601.
601.
Sorry, dyslexia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Who would you blame?
Yeah. I would blame.
Would you blame the guy driving the fire truck?
No, obviously. No, God, not. No. Although, Amanda, to help you out, we would find the smoke, too.
Exactly, right?
I will say this. The problem is you had the wrong address. It's 601 South Main, not 106.
That's, I know, but
he gave us that. He gave us 106.
Stop. They were given the right address last night in an email with the lineup of the show, like they get every night.
Todd, can I be honest? Wait. Nobody pays attention to your emails.
No. Wow. We lost interest because of the email. I just want to say, Chief, they had two things in the email. And if you're going to write an email that's important, you should just write one and then write a different email. No.
There were two emails. One about men peeing on the toilet in the studio.
Like in sixth grade.
And then also the lineup of the show, which included the address and a note that said parking behind the building. Right. So that was in another email. But
John, as public information officer, you have to write in a way that you hold people's attention. You're succinct and hold their attention, grab their attention right away.
Would you put three things in one email and start off scolding them?
I don't know. I think... Once I read they're peeing on the toilets.
You'd lose it.
I'd lose it. Okay. Three to one here.
I'm out. It's like Kramer in the contest. I'm out.
Here's the thing. I'll be okay with you guys being late if you start cleaning up after yourself in the men's room. Okay?
That's not us. All that's right. Schwabe.
I know.
It is. We know that.
Schwabe and Kahn.
Hey, Chief, we're talking about public safety and no matter it's Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton, anywhere, trick-or-treat. And we all trick-or-treat. Some 4 to 7. You know, they're just saying Manitowoc is 5 to 8. And so it does get dark.
It does get dark. People do have to pay extra attention. Put down your phone. And I don't mean that just with drivers. They get blamed a lot for being distracted driving. We all do it with our... Not only just phones and music and eating and whatever.
Yep, no question.
But the parents that are with their kids walking down the street and the older kids, they need to put their phone down and watch where they're going.
John, we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. We weren't six blocks away from our station in Green Bay today. And we could have hit two people. And I'm not saying that facetiously or anything. One guy crossing the street from a Quick Trip over another store right on Walnut, downtown Green Bay, completely, his jacket was the same color as Jim's. Just had like black pants and a black hat.
With a hat, a black hat too. I mean, it was right.
We literally caught his reflection in the Quick Trip sign.
Well, the lighting there is better than Oshkosh. But it, we did see him.
Jim.
But it
was, I know. I'm sorry, John.
Thank you. Times are tough. Headlights on.
So there's that. We literally go two blocks away and we're on Ashland. And there's a bicyclist. And he's not just like on the far side.
No reflectors.
How 5 feet into the road, maybe, Jim?
5 feet into the road.
Okay. Dark. No reflectors. And I said, Jim, I don't have enough faith in humanity to ride a bike when it's dark in the road like that, because somebody could be texting, looking down, texting, whatever it is, getting a phone call, doing whatever. It would have been so easy to hit that person. You can't believe it.
Oh, you bet, because you just can't see him. And that goes along with the costumes and stuff. And I'm with you. I don't trust humanity. I have a job because of humanity. Right. And
can I give you my line on that? Can I give you my Jack Nicholson line for as good as it gets?
I have so little faith in humanity, I look both ways before crossing a one-way street.
I wear a lighted vest when I go for a walk at night in my neighborhood, because I've heard the lighting in Oshkosh is...
love Oshkosh.
But I would recommend, I know they don't do, I hope they still do it, those pumpkin flashlights even. Just something.
Yep, something. A light stick. You can even get like reflective tape and put it on there. And just make sure you're seen. And like you said, with all the black that the people you almost hit, it's especially at Halloween, a lot of the costumes are very dark or whatever. Put something on there so people can
see. Well, Jim, you know those, you've seen those same runners I've seen. First time I saw it, I said, what? Early in the morning?
Those guys are always on.
Those vests with those
lights. They're awesome.
Those are great.
I know. That's why I wear one when I go for a walk at night.
Yeah.
But they're awesome. Obviously, you see these things kind of
going
on the road.
Yes, at first I didn't know what it was.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly.
UFO.
What is that?
UFO. Yeah, exactly. But then it's people running. Hey, the holidays are coming up too, right? Thanksgiving's here in, 3-4 weeks. Some safety tips for our homes. You must have a list of those, and we have a couple minutes. But we had somebody on, candles were always a thing, and it still is, right?
Oh, you bet. And it's unattended candles. People just have them all over the place, and they, especially if they have pets and stuff, cats knock them over. They put them close to decorations that can burn. The little candle rings of flowers, basically kindling around a candle. So it's that, and it's unattended cooking.
I told this story on the air the other day. I was at a guy's house, or just a get-together after a basketball game type thing, and all of a sudden, you could kind of smell smoke, and somebody like screamed. The candle is just a nice candle on the kitchen thing, and the wife or whatever, whoever was, just kind of forgot, and the whole thing burnt down, but didn't go out, and then that wax spread, and it was like the blackest smoke in like 20 seconds was incredible.
Yep, it is amazing how fast that can happen, and that's why they have so many great battery-operated candles. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I could tell you as a fire chief a story. the ambiance of candles is awesome around the holidays, right?
Here we go.
But I had a... Yeah, I didn't hear the story, but... No, but we have sconce on the house, in our living room, right above the fireplace, and I put those candles in that have the flames that move. I had a party, and one of the guys was like you. He was a fire guy. Those are pretty close to the wall, and they were the fake ones. That's how cool they were. Yes. And it was a fire guy.
Yep, and I'm with you. I have some of the really, really good fake ones, and you can't tell the difference.
Okay, John, this is great having you on. We got 30 seconds. We have to do one more thing.
Okay.
It's National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Wow, thanks for feeding me that. I like that. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah.
Who? Ahu, Werewolves of London.
Warren Zevon. Great song. John Holland, sure it's fun having you here.
Yeah. Thanks for what you're doing, John.
And, you bet.
I got to be honest with you, we love Oshkosh. We really do. We came down and said, as long as the sun is shining, it's a great place. Thank you, John. We'll be back after this.
Don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Recognizing that today is Halloween, how about a few tidbits about the value of bats in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. The value on bats coming up next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Wisconsin is home to 8 different species of bats. That's according to Jennifer Riddell, a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And she says each one of those helpful little mammals, experts at insect eradication.
They are eating, in our part of the world, all insects. And so in Wisconsin, bats are eating up to 24 types of agricultural pests. They are eating up to 17 different kinds of mosquitoes. And 9 of those are known to carry West Nile virus. So some of the ag pests include corn borer, cutworm moth, potato beetle, and grasshoppers, corn earworm. And so if you calculate the value of bats to our farmers and agriculturalists, bats are saving farmers $658 million to $1.5 billion in pesticide and pesticide application costs each year.
Jennifer Riddell, she is a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, talking about the bats that make Wisconsin their home. You can listen to more of that conversation and find out more about Wisconsin bats and the diseases they battle at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
And speaking of the Department of Natural Resources, they say the mild winter Wisconsin experienced last year has made for a bigger and better than ever deer crop. DNR officials said as of midnight October 29th, they had sold more than 444,000 patron licenses to hunt in Wisconsin, more than 123,000 of those licenses just for the gun deer hunting privileges. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Have you ever
reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue? Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. Temperatures will be falling through the day as well. We'll drop into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. A few sprinkles, still breezy for the little ghosts and goblins. Temperatures in the low 40s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss, following Joe Taranzo Cannon, playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 98. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on WISS. Coming your way from, well, it's finally getting late in downtown Oshkosh.
Sun does come up here.
Yeah.
Oshkosh is out there, guys.
Nice to see.
It's great.
We are coming live from Oshkosh, of course, on WGBW and the Civic Media app, and it's fun being down here,
Jim. Before we get our next guest, who we love this guy, he's been on a number of times, let's just thank one of our sponsors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I love these. I have these in my home, Joe. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close the doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come, and they do. Pella offers custom colors, innovative features of shades between the glass, which is very cool because you... When the guys come over to wash your windows, they like that because they don't have to take the blinds out. So right now, 0% interest for up to 36 months. So give Pella a call. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
And Jeb, before you get started here, I got a text from our boy Mark Hewson from Bellin. And he said, in regards to the smoke detectors, another thing to make people aware of is that smoke detectors themselves can expire. I had to replace all of mine this fall, which is very easy to do. Never thought about that. They actually expire. You know, you always hear about the batteries, but yeah.
You know, that's we all expire.
We do, don't we? We all have an expiration date.
We just, you know, we're clueless when it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I was telling the chief earlier that you get the 2-in-1, what's the carbon monoxide detector and the smoke detector with a 10-year battery.
Yep.
Pretty cool. For like $30. Or,
that's a great deal.
So, yeah, you got to buy 3 at a time. That's the only thing. And
because if daylight savings time goes away, I'll never change a battery.
Well, at least, you know, this weekend, my clock in my car is going to be right.
Do you know how to fix that?
No, I don't. I just let it.
I have two cars, and one of them is like really easy. Press the thing on the thing, and it's all set. The other one, I got to pull out the manual. I've had the car for 10 years. I still pull out the manual.
I don't. I've had this car. I've had the Kia, and I might need you to help me on something.
I'm not going anywhere near that car.
You got a Kia. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out the heat or the AC or anything like that. There are too many options.
Yes. Yeah, and here's the thing.
You got a Kia? I might need you to help me, Amanda.
Speaking of options, let's hear what's going on at the Grand. You want to talk about that?
Oh, we're going to do that. TikTok, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Furlow, which we've been to his place a number of times, the Grand Oshkosh, and I just love what you do to bring in unique entertainment to kind of a smaller venue. I mean,
thank you. It's you know, it's funny.
We still talk about our trip to your place.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
That was the highlight of our summer was coming down here that day.
You just like sitting in the box and doing those Statler and Waldorf jokes.
We did.
That was a good gig.
You're made to be on the stage. Yeah, and there's one leaving this afternoon.
See, there we go. And we should have. You could have been doing knock knock jokes from there, right?
But.
I have none, by the way, so let's not waste any time.
I heard a good golf joke last night.
We'll get, all right.
Right, can we tell you real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So, lady goes up to her husband. She goes, can we have a serious conversation about something? He goes, sure. What's up? She goes, if I die before you, are you going to get remarried? He goes, I think I am. She goes, wow. Okay. Is she going to live in this house? Well, I mean, come on, it's a nice house, and you know, we got a lot of great memories here, so you'd almost be a part of you would still be here. Oh, that's nice. She goes, is she gonna drive my car? And he goes, well, it's a nice car and it's paid for, and you know, yeah. She goes, wow. Okay, well, is she gonna use my golf clubs? He goes, no. She goes, oh, she's gonna live in my house, she's gonna drive my car, but for some reason, she's not going to use my golf clubs, huh? He goes, well, yeah, she's left-handed.
She's lefty.
You know, you are like the ADHD of radio.
Yeah. God, we know that.
I don't even know how you got there.
You know,
weaving.
You know why? I weave. I started here.
Did you where that comes from, weaving?
I come back to
okay, when they interviewed Donald Trump, and he's all over the board. I'm weaving.
I know what I'm doing. I'm weaving. I go here. I'm here. I weave.
So, anyway, so Johnny is our new weaver.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, the Grand, what do you have coming up for the holidays? That's always a great time for people to do something special.
For this holiday, this is the last day of haunted happenings.
Oh, all right.
And you know, the Grand is allegedly the most haunted theater in Wisconsin. And we lean into that heavy with probably, you know, all but a couple of days of some sort of programming in the Grand in the month of October. Tonight in the Grand Lounge, scaryoke.
Oh.
So if you want to stick around in town, you know.
Scaryoke, is that, do they tell their stories then? Or how, what do you mean? Like karaoke is, what do you?
It's karaoke with a Halloween theme.
Cool.
People will be in costume, hopefully. People will sing Halloween songs along with the regular songs, we hope.
Are there Halloween songs?
Monster Mash.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah, Love Potion number 9. And yeah,
this, summer of 1973, Monster
there you
Mash.
Go, see?
Look it up, Todd. Look it up.
All right, so that's tonight.
That's
all
tonight. Right. Then we lean into November. This weekend, the music of Bob Seger and John Mellencamp.
Shut up.
Two tribute shows, one
tonight?
Night. Tonight? No, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
The 2nd. November 2nd.
I would love to go to Seger is like my all-time idol.
Well, here's what you need to know.
Being
that
a Michigan
show,
guy, because, I mean, everybody in Michigan
because
is a
there's
Seger.
Two tributes going on that night, basically two shows for the price of one. It starts at 6:30, which is kind, you know, kind of an early
right.
start. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's Seger's, it's Ain't That America, and and Something I Need My Glasses For.
Are those yours or mine?
And Against the Wind. These are mine.
Oh, those are, because I got the same
I don't know.
Pair.
I put them on and I can see. So that's the most important. Yours are on your face.
You know what I did again yesterday? You know what I did again yesterday?
What?
When I was at that store, I went to the antique place. And that's like a thing. And I realized I was wearing women's glasses.
I couldn't believe it.
So then here we are in the Grand Lounge in November. We have bingo.
Oh,
bingo
cool.
once a month in the Grand Lounge. And that happens on November the 4th. But the lounge is really taken off, and Haunted
House. We love that you showed us that lounge.
Yeah,
is
cool
that where
space.
They have that really cool bar, that hand-built bar?
Yeah. Yep.
That is,
yeah.
That is one of the coolest craftsmanship
it's a really nice. It was a real
I've
labor of love
seen.
For him.
Yeah. Wow.
It really was a labor of love. John Leahy built that, and he did a fabulous job.
And that bingo, that's a draw.
And you know what? It blows my mind.
I'll tell you why. Look, I love humanity, but you... There's really no talent to play a bingo.
But here's the thing.
Even with cribbage, you got to kind of have a little bit of, you know, to keep the line moving.
Can I say one more old joke?
I don't see how we can stop you.
The punchline's bingo, but yeah. Go ahead.
Not having a mute button, I say go for it.
Do you know that one, the bingo answer one?
Well, no.
What's the only word that can make your grandma say the F word?
What?
Bingo.
One more to go. She needed one more square.
So, you know, but going with that
That's
theme,
fun.
There's one thing I've learned in as we started to program the Grand Lounge, because there's karaoke, scaryoke this month. There's bingo, which was bingo and bloodies last month, regular bingo. There's trivia, which was trick or trivia. And we did craft cocktail classes. We did some other stuff.
Fun.
But the people, the clientele who come in for trivia, who come in for karaoke, who come in for bingo, I would bet 80% of them have never been in the Grand before.
Wow,
and you've heard me say this when you took your tour. I don't have any trouble getting people in the second time.
Yeah. No, right.
So it's like bingo is a gateway drug, right? Because they come in and they go, hey, you want to see, it's in the lounge, but the, you know, you want to see the theater? Here's what's coming. Here's what's happening.
I just want to say that.
Possibly the first time the term bingo is a gateway drug,
right? Yeah.
But why not have it on this show?
You got to be a trailblazer.
That might go on the t-shirt.
I was going to let that one go, but
you got to be a trailblazer, guys.
Yeah, wow, the gateway game. Okay, well, you got some police, the chief of police. What do you think about that?
Because they're always
against gateway drugs.
Hey, we both used to play bingo. Now we're at the sports book.
Yeah, we do. I tell you that trivia is. Even a little younger clientele than people like me and Johnny. I mean, those 28, 29, 30-year-olds, they love going out
and
playing trivia.
Well, and if you think about it, the things I just mentioned hits the broadest demographic. And they come into the Grand and they figure out that, you know, they hear about the Grand and it's beautiful and it's 141 years old and it's haunted and they hear all that stuff. But when they get in there and they go, I can wear my jeans.
Yeah.
I can buy a drink. I can drink my... drink in my seat while I'm watching the show. This doesn't hurt at all.
No.
You know?
And easy parking.
And that's where you run into it, you know? So.
And it's downtown. It's awesome. I mean, your location is great and it's like a great vibe
right
before you go in.
So we stay away from programming around Election Day. We've got Seger and Mellencamp.
One other thing about your place we were talking about earlier, though, that the difference between like downtown arenas and whatever, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Your place is in an area where you can walk to some great restaurants and great
bars. Oh, my
gosh.
I
mean, like right within walking distance.
And that's all grown up. In the 20 years I've been here, I've watched those restaurants open and grow. And there's more on the way, you know, down around the corner, a great Italian place coming in a couple of years. And the more that I just watched, downtown has just blossomed around. Yeah. The Grand, and you know, I can't pick up my business and move, so I'm glad that I'm glad that everything
built around
it.
They came to you.
Given you're the catalyst, or you, I mean, you took a lot of risk there, and that you spent a lot of money too. But I mean, if around there you can get the Italian, the Indian restaurant, the good Greek restaurant, and I mean, people will be down there for hours and hours.
Yeah, and that's the beauty. And one thing we've started to do,
and never
this
have
year,
to drive
for a lot of shows. We now, because we have the lounge. I move most of the start times to 7 o'clock from 7, you know.
Give them time to eat?
Well, they can eat. They come to the show. Show's over at 8:39 o'clock.
Oh, it's still plenty of time.
And I open the lounge afterwards.
Nice.
So I'll put a local artist up in the lounge and say, hey, you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Hang out with us for another hour after the show. So the idea of keeping them in a one-stop shop with us is, and then you're supporting local performers too.
And sometimes it depends, but you know, some places you just want to go for some dessert too. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like some really, and I mean a really, really good dessert. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, that's you got.
So you got options, and staying put is one of them. So did you know that we do TEDx in the Grand?
Do what?
Yep.
You've heard people say that's my TED Talk or whatever, right?
Oh,
TED Talks.
Yep. TED Talks. The TEDx is regional. You heard X, and you went.
That would have been him. What is that?
TED Talks.
TED Talks.
You know, I honestly don't know what that is.
Okay.
TED Talks.
Okay, that's another episode.
It is. I'll tell you.
You're not saying TikTok. Are you saying TikTok?
TED. TED.
TED.
Never heard of this.
Oh my goodness. Well,
is there something to Ted Lasso?
No.
Okay.
It is as far from Ted Lasso probably as you could go. But
Ted Baxter.
So the TEDx. I'll play this side of the room. TEDx.
How did I not hear of this?
I have no idea.
No, we have no idea.
Because you know what, John? You could do a TED Talk.
You could.
You could.
Tell me what it is.
I'm not going to, but.
It's a condensed talk on something that you are better than an expert on.
See, my friend here is an expert. She's going
to
tell
My friend used to be the license holder for TEDx Fond du Lac.
Really?
So, and it's honestly amazing. They do themes and they bring all these people together, and it's just a huge inspirational setting to just listen to people talk about a variety of different
things. And they chose the Grand, and we love that.
That's awesome. But I want to go back to the TEDx. So it's a theme, and then you get the speakers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the theme?
I don't do it.
Oh, you don't do it? You just rent it out?
Yeah, okay. I just rent it out. Right. They're partnering for us.
Okay, cool.
So I'm thrilled. That, right. But the answer to your question is on the website.
Okay.
TheGrandOshkosh.org.
There you go.
We'll do that.
And I was asking about the dog show.
Yeah.
The dog show, the Mutt's Gone Nuts, they'll be back in April.
Okay.
So let me run through real quick what's December, just so that I've rattled them off, because it's really something for everybody. Once we hit the Christmas season, Lori Line, the wonderful pianist, is here on December the 4th. We got The Girls' Night, which is a crazy show. Remember the church basement ladies and the things like
sure.
that go around? The Girls' Night is kind of that, but a little more grown up. It's a Girls' Night before Christmas. Happens on December the 6th. B-Twins, who we talked about, is the 7th. What are you all waving about? You got a commercial?
I was writing stuff. We'll hold you over.
It's December the 7th.
These are cues.
You know, you don't wave like that in front of a Sicilian. Okay. We get nervous.
Hey, you're moving your hands enough as you're doing this, Joe. So surprised you noticed us.
John Barry will be here on with his 28th annual concert tour on December the 10th. The Late Night Catechism, Sisters Christmas Catechism. Be here on the 12th.
Remember, they were...
Yeah, they were in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. A number of times, yeah.
Steve March Torme and Michael Bailey's band.
Hang on, we got to set our quick
break. They've been on our show.
Because you didn't see our cool code thing I just gave you. This means 30 seconds.
I thought you were just thinking I was doing really well.
Yeah, so a quick break back of this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment. Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor coming your way live from Oshkosh on WISS and, of course, WGBW at 97.9 FM. And Civic Media App Worldwide. We're here with Joe Furlow, Grand Oshkosh. Just a great place. Talk about the great entertainment you've got coming up in December
and
November.
And also the variety of entertainment, too. You know, sometimes we spend a lot of money on sports. And look, they're all different, but they're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Whereas your shows are all over the board.
It's so important when you have a boutique theater, right? Mm-hmm. We would 500 seats to do something for everyone. You know, I want to look at me now. You got me holding on to the table.
I know.
It's important when I'm talking to whoever I'm talking to say, look, you're not going to like everything at the Grand. You know, that's not my goal. I don't like everything I put on the stage. That would be the fastest way out of business in the world in my business. But if I can find any person and find something, what you like might be different than what you like, different than what you like. And if I can find one thing that grabs them and brings them in every 6 months or so, then that's what the job is, because we're all about trying to build the traffic downtown and keeping people, you know, getting them to fall in love with the building.
You know, we love them. We talk about this all the time. There's a couple places in Green Bay now that have done this, but between the Meyer and the Tarleton, Tarleton was 100 years old
this year.
This year, and I don't know how old the Meyer is, but.
The building is. Tarleton's relatively new, but
right. Yeah, but I mean, what you're saying.
The historic building is what you
could have been easy to knock something down, build something from scratch, and new.
You
and
know,
shiny,
the evolution of the Meyer is great with the backstage place and the addition and the whole thing. So,
and I think people are really learning to appreciate that it's cost more to preserve history.
Yeah.
And it would have been cheaper for you to raise that building and build a new theater, but you didn't. You guys, you know, you wanted to preserve the historical part of it. And we've done that, not enough in Green Bay, but we've done that more lately.
I had a city councilor say to me when because we're talking about renovations at the city building, and I had a conversation with the fella, and he said, you know, it's kind of like owning a classic car. Yeah. What's the point of owning the car if you're not going to keep it up?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, and it's a great analogy.
It is, but this, you know, the city hall, getting on those guys, but deferred maintenance is easy to do. We'll do that next year. We'll do that next year. All of a sudden, the building's going to hell, and it's really cheaper to tear it down. We tore down a beautiful city hall and built this Soviet-style building. You know, it's just...
You know, I remember a Press Gazette.
I didn't build it. That wasn't me.
Talked about it had to be designed by somebody from the Eastern European bloc.
Well, I'll tell you.
And isn't that the truth?
It is. I hate that building.
I drove up and did a show in your studio downtown I don't know, a few years ago. And it struck me because, a lifetime ago, 20 years plus, I worked in Green Bay. I was the director of the symphony, the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra. So we performed at the Meyer. And all that stuff that's backstage at the Meyer, that was just a dream then. It was a big vacant building. I was like, go for it, man. And then to drive back and see that was really kind of neat.
And we've done that. We have I'll talk to you after the show, but we have a party coming up at the Northland Hotel to celebrate the 100 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to be cool. It's like something you would do, bringing back the most famous people, John Kennedy, mm-hmm. Eleanor Roosevelt, to
Vince Lombardi.
Now, 100 years is great, but the Grand is 141.
That's a long time. Because old is Oshkosh? I can't be much older.
Oshkosh was, I think, I used to have let's see if I can recall from my speech, Oshkosh was 30 years old when the Grand was built.
That would make sense. Yeah.
You know what? That was something like that. Those are hubs of communities mm-hmm. back in those days. So,
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And back then, if we were having this conversation back then, who's coming into town? Well, John Philip Sousa's coming. Well, Sarah Bernhardt's coming. Well, Houdini's coming in to do his show.
Will Rogers.
And this was a big stop because Oshkosh at that time was the second largest city in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Wow. So think about it. Now you got me going. I got to look at the clock because I guess I got two more December things. But 1883, there's no Coca-Cola yet.
Okay.
Nobody's flying airplanes yet.
No.
Right? Nobody's using the telephone yet.
Right.
The Grand was so old that the first renovations were indoor plumbing and electricity.
Wow.
It's an old building. It's awesome. Just like you said, it was built to be a hub of downtown.
Right.
I use a quote sometimes from a guy named Honest John Williams, who had my job. No one's called me Honest Joe, Honest John Williams in 1900.
He was probably honest.
Said, the challenge is to bring the best quality performances to downtown Oshkosh. And to keep the ticket prices low enough so that people can come to see them. Like, well, that hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed one bit.
That hasn't changed one bit, in all those years. So
tell us what else you got going on.
That's I will.
So far, so great.
We were talking about Steam and their Christmas show, which is for kids from 1 to 92. That's in the middle of December. And then...
That's Steam that's putting that on?
We saw those guys at the Y.
They were wonderful. Yeah, and loved them.
And then the last few weeks of December... I love when people don't look at the Grand and go, oh, it's too small, we can't do that. It is. It's got limitations. It does its stuff. But if people really put their effort into scaling a show to fill the Grand, it's great. And we have, thanks to Valley Academy for the Arts, we have our Nutcracker Ballet on stage for the last 2 weeks in December.
Oh, wow.
How does somebody rent out one of those booths that Jim and I were in?
Well,
not booths, balcony.
You just go right online.
This guy's a term for them, though.
Box seats.
The box seats.
The box seats. You can you just go online. You buy them. They're available. There's nothing special about
sitting up there.
About ordering it.
I love that.
Hey, Joe, you got the Widener.
Mm-hmm. Joe, how was
that? That's right. Yeah, you're right. Box seats.
That's a theater in Green Bay. far, we've shouted out two theaters in Green Bay, Mr. Schmidt.
Just really quickly, because we only have a minute. But Joe, how did the PBS special go?
Oh my God, it was so great. We literally tore everything out of the theater so that they could set up for TV.
Oh, that's right.
And they recorded the thing in March. It's been released nationwide, not in Northeast Wisconsin yet, but it's been released nationwide. It was released coast to coast. It's been released in Milwaukee PBS, and if you have a passport, you can get on
there.
And
what's the name of it?
It's The Four Phantoms in Concert.
Four Phantoms in Concert.
Oh, yeah, that's phenomenal. Great. Yeah, you talk about that. That's awesome.
Joe, it's so much fun having you on.
That's great. Thank you.
We're getting to the holidays, and sometimes, actually, we're going to have somebody come on and talk about the anxiety, some of the depression. You go to one of those shows, that gets you in the spirit.
Thank you. By the way, we also sell gift certificates. When you're
bringing
the last second, bring get those right online, thegrandoshkosh.org.
All right, we're going to start a quick break back after this.
Stay alive. Your body starts to shiver.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
On the next new Wisco Weekend, make a difference and change the world. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Stories of change through music, finding your happiness, and helping others one cup at a time.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
We can't forget to vote before November 5th.
We can't forget to vote for Glenn Grothman because of his work on the southern border.
I'm voting for Glenn because he's finding the big spenders in Washington.
Dad, you should vote for Glenn Grothman because he's leading the fight to support employers for people with disabilities.
And our neighbor should vote for Glenn, too, because he's fighting to keep the Chinese Communist Party from buying American land.
I guess that settles it. We're voting for Glenn Grothman.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.